Welcome back, everybody. Ready for another deep dive? This time, we're taking a look at something a little different, a little outside our usual Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena bubble.
Oh, venturing out into the wider world.
You got it. We're wading into national politics. I know. Not exactly our bread and butter.
But hey, what happens on the national stage can definitely ripple down to our local communities, right?
Absolutely. You know how we always say, think and act locally? Well, sometimes got to understand the bigger picture to do that effectively.
Makes sense. Connect the dots.
Exactly. So today we're looking at this newsletter. It's from the No Agenda Show, those guys, John C. Dvorak and Adam Curry.
Yeah, I've heard of them. Pretty outspoken.
That's putting it mildly. Known for their, shall we say, independent and sometimes controversial takes on things.
Independent media. That's how they brand themselves, right?
Huh?
Relying on audience donations, which definitely gives them a certain freedom.
Freedom's the word. They don't pull any punches, that's for sure. And this newsletter we're diving into, well, let's just say they're dissecting a recent speech by former President Trump.
Oh, this is going to be good.
And they're making the case that this speech, get this, might actually be a super smart political strategy, especially with the midterm elections right around the corner.
Interesting. A strategic speech, huh?
Strategic and long, my friend. Over 2 hours long.
Whoa, that's a marathon speech.
It was a real marathon. And the No Agenda guys, they point out something fascinating. By going so long, Trump basically took over primetime TV. I mean, think about it. All the major networks, cable news, everybody was covering it.
Yeah, he bypassed the usual media filters, yeah. Went straight to the audience.
Direct line. No gatekeepers, no spin, just Trump, uninterrupted, for 2 hours straight.
Can't argue with the reach of that. Got to admit, it's a bold tactic.
Bold's one word for it, but you got to wonder, 2 hours. Did people actually stick around for the whole thing?
That's the question, right? Even the most dedicated supporter might get a little, well, speech fatigue.
Speech fatigue, exactly.
Yeah.
But here's where the No Agenda analysis gets really interesting. They argue that Trump might have used that length, that potential fatigue, to his advantage.
How so? You got to spill it out for me.
Well, think about it. After a while, you're watching the speech. You get tired of the commentators, the pundits, all the talking heads. Your brain just wants to focus on the person actually speaking.
Ah, I see. A sort of sensory overload leading to, what, a forced focus on Trump's message.
Exactly. You wear everyone down, and boom, they're basically forced to listen to what you have to say.
Clever. I'll give them that. It's a way to cut through the noise, for sure. But is that all there is to it?
Oh, there's more. Much more. The newsletter goes a step further, claims this speech was also designed to, get this, humiliate the Democrats.
Humiliate. Now, that's a strong word. You got to back that up with some examples.
Oh, they do. They provide specifics. Apparently, Democrats were told not to applaud during the speech.
Really? Wow, that's going to create a stark contrast.
You bet it did, especially when the Republicans are given standing ovations for things like, I kid you not, motherhood and the American way.
Yeah, okay, I can see how that would feel awkward, orchestrated even.
Right. But is it intentional humiliation or just, you know, typical partisan differences in reaction?
Yeah.
I mean, think about our own town hall meetings here in Deer Park. They can get pretty lively, depending on the topic.
True, true. Always some theatrics in politics, no matter where you go.
Exactly. But then the newsletter drops this little anecdote about some Democrat women, they're wearing pink, holding up signs that say, Musk steals.
Musk steals? What's that all about?
Honestly, who knows? But it just adds to this whole bizarre, uncomfortable vibe. Almost feels staged.
Yeah, starting to sound like a political satire. Less about actual policy, more about, well, optics.
The optics are definitely wild. But the No Agenda guys, they're adamant. This wasn't just political theater. They see it as a calculated move and a much larger strategy for the midterms.
Ah, so the speech is just one piece of the puzzle.
One piece of a very intricate puzzle. And the stakes, wow, they're pretty high. Especially for Trump.
I'd imagine so. Midterms always have a lot riding on them.
Oh, absolutely. And the newsletter spells it out. The Republicans, their goal is to keep control of both the House and the Senate.
Okay, so maintain the status quo?
Exactly. But if the Democrats manage to take the House, well, things could get very interesting.
Interesting how?
Think about it. Control of the House means the power to launch investigations. Maybe even impeachment proceedings against Trump.
Ah, I see. The stakes just got a whole lot higher.
So the question is, how do they plan to hold on to that power? What's the strategy?
Yeah, spill the beans. What's the secret sauce?
Is it the economy? Immigration? Those typical hot button issues? Well, not according to the No Agenda analysis.
But they're going off script then. What are they focusing on?
Buckle up, because this is where it gets really interesting. They're suggesting that the key to the Republican strategy might actually be, wait for it, social issues.
Social issues, that's a bold move, especially in this political climate.
Bold doesn't even begin to describe it. And we're not talking just any social issues. They specifically mention transgenderism, they use the term sexual mutilation, DEI initiatives, and the war.
Whoa, okay, that's a potent mix. Definitely tapping into some very sensitive and divisive topics.
Divisive for sure. So saying social issues are going to be the deciding factors in the midterms, that seems like a huge gamble.
It does, doesn't it? But maybe, just maybe, they're onto something.
You think so?
Well, the newsletter seems to believe that these issues have the power to energize a specific part of the electorate, you know, get them fired up into the polls.
I guess that makes sense. Passion drives action. We see it all the time, even at the local level. Here in Pasadena, LaPorte, people get fired up about what's happening in their schools, their neighborhoods.
Absolutely. Local issues can ignite a lot of passion, so maybe the Republicans are banking on that same energy on a national scale.
Yeah, tapping into those deep-seated values and beliefs, but it still raises a lot of questions. Huh?
Oh, tons of questions. Like, is there any actual data to back up this claim? Are these issues really resonating with the average voter?
Right. Are these truly widespread concerns or just hot button topics within certain circles? Mm-hmm. We need to dig deeper into that for sure. But before we do, there's one more thing about this newsletter that really struck me.
Lay it on me. What caught your attention?
They keep hammering on this point about being independent media. You know, relying on donations from their audience.
Right. That's their whole shtick. But what's your take on that, especially when they're presenting such a politically charged analysis?
Well, it's a tricky thing, this whole independent media landscape. On the one hand, you have the potential for truly independent voices, you know, free from the constraints of corporate media having to please advertisers. They can tackle those controversial topics, the ones you might not hear elsewhere, present alternative viewpoints, challenge the mainstream narrative.
It's like a breath of fresh air, right? No strings attached, just pure, unfiltered opinion. But then again, how do you know who to trust? It's a wild west out there. That's the challenge, isn't it? Just because someone claims to be independent doesn't automatically make them credible or unbiased. Everyone has a perspective, a set of beliefs that shapes their analysis, even if they don't explicitly say so.
So how do we, as listeners, navigate this increasingly complex media landscape? How do we sift through all the noise and figure out what's reliable, what's not? It feels overwhelming sometimes.
It's about being a critical thinker, asking yourself those tough questions. Who's presenting this information? What's their background? What are their potential biases? Are they transparent about their sources, their funding? And most importantly, does their analysis hold up to scrutiny?
It's like being a detective, right? Piecing together the evidence, looking for inconsistencies. But let's bring this back to the No Agenda newsletter and their analysis of Trump's strategy. They make some pretty bold claims, particularly when it comes to those social issues we were discussing.
Right. The idea that issues like transgender rights and DEI are going to be major drivers in the upcoming elections. It's a fascinating theory, but it needs to be examined closely. We need to ask, is there data to support this? Are these issues truly resonating with a broad base of voters or just hot-button topics within certain circles?
It's easy to get caught up in the rhetoric, especially when it comes to emotionally charged issues. But as engaged citizens, we need to look beyond the surface, understand the deeper dynamics at play. What are the real motivations behind these political strategies? What are the potential consequences, both intended and unintended? I mean, look at what happened with the debate over school curriculum here in Pasadena.
Yeah.
Things got pretty heated.
Absolutely. And that's why it's so important to stay informed and engaged, not just during election season, but all year round. Politics isn't just about winning elections. It's about shaping the direction of our society. The decisions made today, they have a lasting impact on our communities, our families, our lives.
And that brings us back to why we do this show. To empower the residents of Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena. To help them understand the forces at play, both locally and nationally, and to make informed decisions that impact their lives. We might not always have all the answers, but we're committed to asking the right questions, fostering thoughtful dialogue.
Couldn't agree more. It's not just about passively consuming information, it's about engaging with it critically. Thinking for yourself, challenging assumptions, not being afraid to ask those tough questions. That's how we create a more informed and empowered citizenry, both here in our local community and across the nation.
It's about taking ownership of our democracy. And speaking of ownership, let's shift gears for a moment. Go back to this concept of independent media. What does it really mean to be independent? How does it work in practice?
It's a bit of a blurry line, to be honest. There are different levels of independence, and it often comes down to funding. Some outlets are funded by subscriptions or donations from their audience, like the No Agenda show. This gives them a certain level of autonomy from corporate interests, advertiser pressures.
So they're accountable to their listeners, not to some big corporation or wealthy donor. That sounds pretty appealing in theory, but are there any downsides to this model?
Well, one potential challenge is sustainability. Relying solely on audience support can be precarious. If the donations dry up, so does the funding for the operation. This can limit resources, staff, and ultimately the reach of the outlet.
Makes sense. It's like running a small business. You need a steady stream of income to keep the lights on. But beyond the financial aspect, are there any concerns about bias? Even if you're not beholden to corporate interests, couldn't personal biases still creep in?
Absolutely. Independence doesn't magically erase biases. In fact, sometimes it can even amplify them. Without the checks and balances of a larger organization, personal viewpoints can hold more sway over the content.
So it's even more important to be vigilant, scrutinize the information, regardless of the source. And this is especially true in the world of politics, where everyone seems to have an agenda.
Exactly. It's a bit like navigating a minefield. You have to be careful where you step, always be aware of your surroundings. But that doesn't mean you should be afraid to explore different perspectives. It's about being discerning, questioning everything, and forming your own informed opinions.
It's about thinking critically and acting locally, right? Engaging with the issues that matter to us both here in our community and on the national stage. And speaking of engaging, the No Agenda newsletter makes a strong case for being actively involved in the political process. They argue that sitting on the sidelines is no longer an option.
They're right. We can't afford to be passive observers, whether it's voting in elections, attending town hall meetings, contacting our elected officials, or simply having conversations with our neighbors about the issues that matter. We all have a role to play in shaping the future we want.
It's about taking ownership of our democracy and making our voices heard. And that's something we can all do, regardless of our political affiliation or background. It's about being informed, engaged, and active citizens working together to create a better future for our communities and our country. It's wild, right? Think about the power of one speech, how it can spark so much discussion and analysis. Even if you disagree with Trump's views, you got to admit he knows how to grab attention, control the narrative.
He's a media maestro, that's for sure. Always putting on a show. But beyond the theatrics, I think this deep dive highlights something important for us here in Deer Park, La Porte, and Pasadena.
You're right. It's easy to get caught up in the national drama and forget that it all trickles down eventually. Those social issues, the economic policies, even just the tone of the conversation, it all impacts us locally.
Exactly. Those ripples reach our shores, whether we like it or not, make staying informed at both levels, local and national, even more crucial. We need to connect those dots, understand how those forces at play could affect our communities.
That's what we're all about. But this whole independent media thing, it got me thinking. We've talked about national outlets like No Agenda, but what about those independent voices right here in our backyard? Local blogs, podcasts, newsletters, those folks offering alternative perspectives on stuff that directly impacts us.
You know, that's a great point. Are those voices out there already? Are they shouting loud enough for us to hear? If not, well, maybe that's a gap waiting to be filled.
Avoid waiting for someone to step up and say something.
Right. We need those diverse viewpoints, especially locally, to keep that civic dialogue going strong and healthy. Imagine a No Agenda style show, but focused on Deer Park, La Porte, Pasadena.
Now that you mention it, I'd tune in. We could have those lively debates about those local development projects, school board decisions, heck, even the best barbecue spots in town.
Sounds like a hit to me. But jokes aside, the point is clear. We need more folks to dive in, share their ideas, engage in those conversations, you know, make some noise about the things they care about.
It doesn't have to be a 2-hour long spectacle, just a willingness to participate. Attend a city council meeting, write a letter to the editor. Heck, just chat with your neighbor about a local concern. It all counts.
Every voice matters. Every action makes a difference.
It's about owning our community, working together to make it better for everyone. And that, my friends, is the heart of Think and Act Locally. We're here to equip you with the information, the resources you need to be a force for good right here in your own backyard.
So as we wrap this one up, I'll leave you with this. What can you do today to make a positive impact on your community? Doesn't have to be a huge gesture. Small actions, they create ripples, inspire others.
You know, they say think globally, acts.
Locally.
Right. Every single day, not just when it's election time.
Showing up, speaking out, working together. That's how we build the community we want to live in.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll catch you next time for another exploration of the issues that matter most to you. And hey, if you enjoy the show, find value in what we do, show us some love. Head over to thinkadecklocally.com/donate links in the show notes.